Well, welcome to the Journey Together podcast with Joshua and Anna Gresham.
We hope you guys are having a wonderful day.
Yes. So if you are a regular listener, we have had a crazy busy summer, one of the best summers of our lives, of the Gresham life. And so we want to spend just a few minutes sharing some of those things that we did this past summer.
Okay, we had a graduate. Our oldest son graduated from high school. And one of his ideas, he which we've wanted to do this.
Yes.
But it's like when your kids start to get big and you have the list of things that you've wanted to do with your family, but then you know time is running out.
Yes.
So it's like, all right, if we don't do it this summer, then it's not going to happen. And we did our Around America trip with our family in the green Toyota Sienna minivan.
Anna throws that out there because this is...
It was a family of six.
This is the family van we took.
I feel like, I mean, we rocked that minivan. Toyota should send us a new minivan. we're their sponsor.
Yeah, it was...
100%.
It was... I don't
want another minivan.
No, right. Yeah, I was going to say, no, you don't.
Stop. I know. No, I didn't even know what...
Yeah. Upgrade.
To a 4Runner.
Yes.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so the trip was fantastic. And if you're watching on YouTube right now, I will throw up a few photos right now in your face of showing you all the things that we've done. Not in your face in a bad way. I know. No, so you can see some of the different things we did, which was so cool. If you are interested in knowing maybe some of the places that we visited, or you're curious about how we went through that process of planning, we would be more than glad to let you know. So you can email us.
Pause. No, I have had so many people. You're not on social media.
What?
Okay. I have had so many people want to know our entire trip.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I don't know if I've told you this.
No.
Quite a few people have reached out and asked for the layout and like the whole trip itinerary.
Oh.
So then I've promised them.
Okay. Then I will put this in the post. I have it. I have the whole list.
Yeah.
So, okay. I will place that in this post. So now you have to go to thejourneytogether.com to this particular podcast and you will see that
our itinerary.
Yeah. I'll list it all out there. No problem.
I have promised all of you all that, and now it is happening.
There we go. Sorry. I was unaware of it.
Surprise.
I don't care. That's okay. Easy. All right. Yep. So yeah. So, but it was an awesome, awesome 2 weeks. And then we ministered in Virginia at a wonderful ministers conference and was blessed. Our socks were blessed off. And then our kid went to college.
Right. We moved him into UNC in Chapel Hill. And I think with all of these things, you know how you just soak up the moments where you recognize there are so many things that we were covering in prayer during this time. We were covering our trip in prayer, traveling with 4 teenagers over our vehicle because it's older. Just every aspect of what God was doing, we were just asking the Lord for help, encouragement, provision. And through that, through ministering in Virginia, through Cademan moving in to college, I've had the best time of just thanking God for all of these answered prayers. And then you have that moment where you're like, why did I even have a moment of doubt that God would see me through when he really cares about every detail of our family?
Yeah.
It's been so good.
Yeah. And you know, let's go back. Let's go backtrack even more. So prior to the trip of going out west, Anna took over the role at the church as our
itinerant youth minister coming to a city near you.
What's the word?
I don't know. Interim? Now I'm blanking. Yeah, interim. There we go.
Interim youth pastor. So then she led youth camp with all of our kids. How many kids did we take to youth camp this year?
That's a great question.
60?
Over 60 something. With volunteers and everyone, we had like 80 of us.
Yes. Yeah. So she ministered that. And then we come back and we had like a VBS at our church. So then we're doing that. Anna got a little sick. And so
I had the poison ivy, guys. I got poison ivy at the youth camp. I did not help with our churches.
Yes.
No.
Anyway.
I was on prednisone.
Yeah, it was not good.
And special that week.
So all of those things took place. And then we send our kid to college, which this was our first kid going to college. So let me explain something to you. We did well. We definitely cried. There was a lot of crying moments. We knew they were going to be there. We had people in our lives that told us, hey, this is not easy. Get ready. It's an emotional moment. So then, like, I think maybe a week or two had gone by. Anna's cutting my hair, and she says, she was being funny. She cuts my hair like every 2 to 3 weeks. And so she's being funny and she goes, so anything new in your life? And so then I said, well, we put our kid off into college. And I said, you know, I feel like I'm doing really well. My wife's doing good. You know, I'm kind of like third person type conversation. And I said, I think she's doing really well and she's handling it well. And then she says, well, maybe she's not. And maybe she still has more, you know, things to process through this. And maybe you need to. So then all of that, I was like, oh, okay. So all of these things accumulated. There's a lot of things taking place. Then when we're out west, we go to the college she graduated with, which was Rhema Bible College. We went to the camp meeting that's out there. And so while we're out there, I'm sitting at a coffee shop and I'm eating cheesecake. And this is like middle of the day. I just had a huge lunch. I already had a huge breakfast. I'm going to have a huge dinner. And I'm enjoying my time on vacationing and I'm enjoying my life. And then it was a bomb of a moment that I'm sitting there with some other minister friends and I'm sharing this cheesecake with good friends of ours who I'm sharing it with their wife who is pregnant. And so I recognize in my life, oh, these aren't...
I'm eating like a pregnant woman.
I'm eating like a pregnant woman. So...
Is that what hit you?
And then I weigh myself later and I go, I've got the donut right around here. And then there was a photo that was taken. I will not show that photo, where a photo was taken and I was like, oh. So Anna and I decided that when we were finished with this, all of these things, we were going to do 75 hard again. Now, if you've been listening for very long, you would know that we've done 75 hard before. So...
What is 75 hard?
75 hard is 75 days of 2 exercises a day, read a 10-page book, like a hard book, and it's got to be nonfiction, so you could read your Bible. And then there's
gallon
also
of water.
Gallon of water, a picture of yourself a day. So it's this whole process.
It's anyway, like a discipline challenge.
Yes, mental toughness is all
it's And
all
it is hard.
So we... begin doing that in the month of August.
Special.
We're on day 46 today, right? 46, mm-hmm. 47. So it's been a...
Oh, 2 workouts a day, both 45
that, yeah.
minutes. Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That was the first thing I started off with, yeah. So all of those things, they've layered up. And it's a lot. And it's so much. And we're busy. We're busy at the church with so many projects and so many things that we're doing. And finding the time... And that's why this episode of Journey Together is titled, ready? Enjoying Each Other in Busy Seasons. Because you can become so overwhelmed with everything that you become blind to the needs and the wants and the desires of each other and the purpose the bigger vision and the bigger purpose of us together and how we need to sow into each other more and how we can do that.
All right, let's talk about busy seasons for a moment. Let's differentiate whether you are having a busy season because sometimes life just gets full. And yes, we have choices. There are things that we can choose in the middle of this to lay down, and we're going to talk about that. But there are also seasons that are busy because we make them extra busy with things that we possibly shouldn't make them.
Yeah, everyone knows this, that you have to be good at saying no to some of the things that you think are good so that you can say yes to the best. So we know those phrases, and we know that. I think everyone who's listening has heard that over and over again. So the intentional of saying no.
Okay.
But
your spouse is... Here's the thing. This whole podcast, we're talking about not saying your spouse is the best. God is the best. Your family is the best. Like, there are eternal rewards and blessings of sowing into the kingdom of God and to your family and your home, taking care of your body. Like, there's certain things here that I think we need to recognize. What is the best?
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to talk about this, it's going into, because people are like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. If you're giving everyone else your best, and then at home, your family or your spouse is getting your leftovers, then there's time for, you got to reevaluate some things.
Yeah. So we have three particulars that we want to discuss. But before I say those three things, the first thing I want you to know is that you could read the title of this or begin to start listening and you would think, oh, this is for the need of, like, when the season is busy. No matter what, these are three things that we shouldn't neglect, but that tend to be neglected when the season gets busy. This is even on the season when it's not busy and you're just got all this time, you need to still be doing these things. So it's not like do these things only when it's seasonal, when it's heavy. Right. No. It is. This is the constant foundation of necessity. But unfortunately, it can get overlooked or neglected and forgotten about because you get so busy.
Oh, you know what? The Bible story that just popped into my head whenever you said that was thinking about Daniel praying consistently. Mm-hmm. That was just a part of his day in and day out. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to pray. No matter what comes up against me, this is the lifestyle that I lead, no matter what I face. And then it was during that time of prayer that the preparation in prayer leads to the mouth of the lions being shut. You know, the king, he's getting ministered to, and it's a witness of just how great God is. And but that came from, once again, being consistent in things that you know you need to be consistent in, and choosing that no matter the season, no matter what you're facing, no matter the report, no matter just how full it all is, no matter if you have a dot on every day in your calendar, because I feel like that was us this past year.
Yeah.
There are choices to be made, but because why? God's blessed us with this life. And at some point we're going to have to choose to enjoy it and figure out what that looks like each day of finding that joy.
Yeah.
All right. So
number one. Now, we talked about this and we have different ways to list this out because
do you feel like it's fluid, any of these three? I mean, of course we have a number one, but we're not stating our number one as the number one.
No, not at all. No. No, that's, I'm glad you said that. But, and also, so number one is not an easy, like, one and, like, three words or whatever. It's like, number one, three words. It's got, like, a paragraph to it. And the best thing that I can say is, I want you to say it, and then I will say what I think about it.
Okay. It's truly appreciating one another during the season. And that appreciation comes from acknowledging each other's busyness in a way that you appreciate what the other person is sowing into, and that they in turn appreciate what you're sowing into. So that out of this, you're like, oh, hey, you know what? I see what you're doing.
Right.
I feel like appreciation during busy seasons, because we can get so busy. Busy looks different for everyone. But when there's an appreciation for that and an acknowledgement, and I think putting that into action is like truly saying thank you. Hey, thank you for doing this.
Right.
Thank you for working so hard. Thank you for helping me with this. Thank you for taking the kids and basic everyday things. There was a season that I was in a car line. All four of our kids, we were at four different schools at one point, and I was in a car line for like 2 hours. And as weird as that sounds, it was busy. It was a weird busy, because then it caused my whole day to get just strange, and I have to find a joy. And those are things I had to talk to the Lord about. But I appreciated it when you appreciated me for taking care of our kids and doing that, you know? And appreciation is huge. Why? Because then it brings a joy to the other person's heart.
Yeah.
For what life looks like.
Yeah. And some of that appreciation can either be shown by words, but also by actions. to say, all right, I'm going to be intentional to take some things off of her plate that she normally does or he does, just to say, I got this. So there was even a season I was busy and I'd come home and she had mowed the grass. Even though you're saying, well, you have boys, Josh, the boys should have mowed the grass. Maybe the boys did mow a portion of the grass, but she still mowed the grass. And that was huge for me to come home and be like, baby, you don't have to do this. And she's like, no, I really wanted to. Actually, it was therapeutic because it was a different change for her. So there was kind of like a nice, she kind of enjoyed it. But at the same time, she was doing it for my benefit.
I taught myself how to weed eat. Okay. Well, I was like overly proud of myself.
So you want to hear what I think that number one is, same
thing. But our yard looked like a bad haircut for like the first.
Whatever.
I did great. A terrible job.
But now you want to hear what I think about number one.
Yeah.
The same thing that she said, number one is this, but another viewpoint of it is to be sure that you're not belittling or stifling the other individual of what they're doing in a way of like, but mine's greater. Like mm-hmm. what I'm doing is better or more busy than that person. Therefore, I am more deserving or more of a need of whatever that is, you know, like more attention or whatever. It's like, no, hear each other out to say, oh, you're busy. Because you cannot belittle someone's busy. Someone's busy is someone's busy.
Compare. I think that this is what we were talking about in our own life. The comparison of putting a weight that one is better than the other is huge. Why? Because it kills the enjoyment of your life together in a busy season. And that comparison can come in so many different forms.
Yeah.
Where you're not even listening to the other person, or there's a lack of an appreciation or an acknowledgement that what they're doing is huge, right?
Yeah.
Have you taken the time to ask the other person how their day is? And we've had that conversation.
Yeah.
Where I was like, hey, I need you to ask me how my day is, because it was pretty busy, even though it looked like a different busy than you when I was at home with the kids all the time.
Yeah. And there was a time like I wasn't thinking about, because I'm here at work, you know, doing my thing.
Yep.
And then I wasn't, because I was so consumed with what I was doing from the 9 to 5 or whatever, you know. So I wasn't calling or texting just to check in. And that was she needed that. And I'm glad she told me those things. So now, obviously, there's more often than none. I'll text you, say, I love you, you know, and thinking about you or something of the sort. And so making those just small few-minute conversations. But now, you're a talker on the phone. I'm not a talker. Yeah. So I have to be blunt to be like, hey, I got 1 minute here. Yeah. Or, hey, hurry up. I gotta get to this meeting.
And I can't take it personal.
Right,
and I recognize you don't like the phone. It's what it is. You guys, you're like, oh, this is great. Okay. No, it really is great. Like when you appreciate what I do and you're thankful, and I believe that vice versa, when I appreciate what you do during these times, it really does bring an enjoyment. Why? Because encouraging someone is a good word and it's beautiful. And it's really just sharing the love of Jesus in your marriage in a greater way. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be mean during busy seasons.
Right.
Like at some point I know that sounds just really simple to say, or just like a basic, I don't want to be mean. No, but so many people, we get aggravated. We get stirred up easily. Why? Because this would lead us into our next point. We're so consumed by what's going on that we're stirred up over everything, but it's over the wrong things, right?
Right.
Where you become weary, you're not taking the time to recognize, I need to really acknowledge my attitude and my appreciation or thankfulness in this time, because it's going to change your heart.
Right. So what's number two?
Number two. I want to say number three.
I know. Everyone, I just want to jump to number three.
But we don't need to.
We'll get to number three in a second. Number two, kind of a variation of thoughts of, because there's so much more. It's not like these are the only three. There's so many different things. I'm a huge physical person, and it's like, I know that in a busy season, in order to stay together, you got to do things together. And it's acts of service towards one another. It's loving on one another. There's some physical sides to this that are really important. So it's not like when we were talking about it, she jumped right in to be like, we need to talk about sex. And it was like, okay, hold on. But I think that we can slowly dive into the deep end, and let's start with just the flesh side of touching one another, of holding each other's hands, of being intentional that when we're on the couch, instead of you're so busy that you just want to be like, oh, give me my space. And you just like, and you're laying down on the couch and you come into the room and you're like, bleh, you know, and I get it. I've been there. We've all done it. It's like, and maybe you spend 5 or 10 minutes, you know, 20 minutes doing something like that. But I think that you have to go, all right, it's really busy. And maybe you do just want to zone out, watch the television, read a book or whatever it is. But it's grabbing the other person's hands. And we keep lotion right beside the lamp, beside the couch. And I kind of like it there because every so often I'll look at it and I'll go, and it's a nice smelling lotion. And I actually like the smell of the lotion on a regular basis. I'm weird with smells. I really like certain smells. I have this stuff that I spray on our bed almost every night, not every night.
I didn't know where this whole conversation was going.
Hold on. I love this stuff. It's like smells like cinnamon. I love the smell of cinnamon. And I'll spray it on our bed and I'm like, this is great. Anyway, all right, back to the smell and the lotion. But I'll look at the lotion and I'll go, all right, it's time to rub Anna's feet. And I'll grab her feet. Immediately she goes, no, you don't have to do this. You don't, because she's like, because you know, it's
been busy.
It's work.
It's been busy.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, I want to. Give me your feet. And I'll sit there. And it's kind of a mindless act. I mean, it's not like I'm like, all right, time to work on this little piggy. Time to work on this little piggy. You know, it's like, no.
This whole conversation is...
I'm giving entertainment to the listening audience.
I know.
I'm being real.
No, I know. It's true.
But it's the
a simple hug in the morning. Hug and kiss. Don't get so busy in the morning that you don't tell your spouse you love them, that you hug them or give them a kiss.
Don't tell me you don't like when I just do this.
I do.
Yeah. Right.
But it's nice. It is an intentionality. Now, you naturally, I think in the last few years, have definitely been more intentional with being physical, especially in the busy. And that is something where, especially those that are watching, you've got little kids and you're like, oh my gosh, these little kids are like touching me all day long. You are going to have to ask the Lord to help you to be aware and be intentional with these things. Why? Well, I did. I've had to ask the Lord to be like, all right, God, I need your help with this because I'm not thinking about it because I got these kids around me all the time and you're constantly being pulled. So there is a moment of a conversation with God about intimacy that needs to be had because he created it and he wants to help you with it. But also don't miss the moments of the simple hand holding. Don't miss the moments. Why? Because they're valuable. And I really do believe that's like a treasure trove where it's just continual treasure in, you know, your life of you're adding to it on a regular basis. We know when it's not happening because we sense it and we'll talk about it. And you'll even say, hey, you've not touched me much this week. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. It's not intentional. I want to. I've just been so busy, right? So you can't get offended when you have those conversations. And maybe that's a conversation you need to have today. It could be one about the appreciation. First, you recognize in your own heart, because it's what we always say, start with you. Ask yourself, am I appreciating the other person? Don't ask them to appreciate you if you yourself have not evaluated that in your own heart. Then, oh, hey, am I loving on my spouse? Am I just showing them that type of care? Start with yourself and then have that discussion with your spouse. I think it's a great conversation to have. Then you ask, what do you need? That was the other thing, right? When it comes to physical needs.
Right.
Is having that, what do you need?
What do you need like, from me right now?
Yeah.
What is there something?
Do you want to kiss? Do you want to kiss before bed? Do you want to, what does this look like? You know, it's just talking about it, you guys.
Yeah, but don't set an expectation that's unrealistic and don't set some hidden expectation that if they don't meet this, then they this or that.
Then they're in the doghouse.
No, yeah, don't do that. But you've got to talk about it openly and just say, hey, I want some more, you know, more of this, more intentional. Because really what we're saying is that when you go in to touch another human and it's your human, this is me, no longer two but one, then it becomes more real. Because then it's like, this person is flesh and blood, my flesh and blood. And this person is my everything. And therefore, it becomes more tangible. So when you do come to touch like that, it makes it just makes it more real. And then you realize this is a human being that I love and I'm in one with.
Do you feel like it brings security?
Well, sure, absolutely.
Like during seasons where you're like, man, there's a lot going on. What about people that say they don't like to be touched? We talk to a lot of people that are like, I don't like to be touched.
I can't relate.
There you have it.
I'm sorry. I can't. I know. I don't understand. I don't know.
So all right, let's talk about that. So let's say one spouse doesn't like to be touched and the other spouse does like to be touched. What are your thoughts?
What do you do?
Yes, you have thoughts. What are your thoughts?
I have zero thoughts. I'm not trying to be mean. I just don't know how you can't.
I know.
Touch.
But what do you do?
I mean, acts of service is the one thing, I guess. But again, I mean, I know the love languages. I know all of these things. But I'm just saying in general, touch is necessary. It's needed. Whether you like it or not, at some form of touch that you appreciate, tell them and that's the touch. Right.
Figure it out.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't care. You still are.
Ask God for help to meet that need.
Yes.
You should love.
Cuddle, right. To spoon, yeah. With your loved one. To say that you don't want them to touch you, there's something greater here that needs to be discussed and discovered.
Right, maybe there's a root, something that needs to be healed that is a greater conversation,
yes.
than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's say the number one again. Let's give it a better, like, right. Number one, which would be, I would say, acknowledge the busy. So you heard what we said earlier, acknowledging busy. Of you're busy. So you can acknowledge yourself, but also you can acknowledge the busy of someone else, of like they're busy. So just call it acknowledging busy.
Subcategory, after you acknowledge, appreciate without comparison.
Yeah, that's great.
Right?
Can number we do that? Two, I would be intentional. I want to say intimacy, but that leads to like a deeper thought with it. And it needs to be intentional intimacy because you need to have sex regularly. You need to be intentional with all of those things, discussing it, having it, and being, you know, all about it. That's important. You should not neglect coming together. You need to come together. The Bible actually instructs us to come together when you're married. Unless you're fasting and you're praying for something intentional of that particular then do it. But otherwise, do not neglect it. So you need to come together. So.
But ultimately, be aware of each other's physical needs.
Right. So, I mean, let's label it intentional intimacy. Because even holding hands can be intimate. Holding hands and being there for one another.
I got a question. Spaghetti fingers or no spaghetti fingers?
Depends.
It's valid.
Spaghetti fingers when setting down. When walking, spaghetti fingers hurt.
Okay. All right.
All right. So
all right. Third thing.
Third thing. All right. We tried to come up with a better title for this. And not that it's bad. It's just kind of like it's the one. And that is the God factor.
Yeah.
So let's put it in. Let's just call it the God factor.
Daily devotion. I don't know. Is that?
You have to.
Yeah.
So I want to just highlight this one more. I got a new Bible. And this Bible is so nice to touch, by the way. Like, so if you go to Trailhead Church and you listen to, or if you ever see me out or whatever, and you're like, hey, can I hold your Bible? You want to hold my Bible because it is that wild, by the way, to touch. I only say that because.
Do you need a case? Do you need a Bible case?
I don't want a Bible case. Okay. No. All right. Yeah. So I'm telling you this because. There's the want to hold it, the want to open it, the want to be there, to read it, the want to talk to God about the busyness, that cannot be neglected. But I love what you said earlier about what tends to happen.
What tends to happen is, before you know it, you've gotten so busy that it's been days without you reading the Word, and you'll find yourself saying, well, I pray and I talk to God, but then your prayer is more complaining rather than prayer based upon God's promises that you've been standing on through His Word. And that's an issue where we've got to wake up to this and go, oh, have I just really been complaining to God every day about my life? Because if you're doing that and you're still not seeing enjoyment, well, it's because you're not praying according to God's will or renewing your mind to his word. And you guys, it's huge. In those moments when I've recognized my own life, where life has been so crazy that I'm not set down and gotten into the word. And I'm not talking about you getting a random little Bible treat from the Instagram, okay? Not enough to feed your life, all right?
A Bible treat from the Instagram.
Yeah, it's not enough to sustain your life and what you're doing in life and your marriage and praying for your family and all the other things that we deal with on a regular basis. We have got to get in and actually say, God, what is it that you have for me? Holy Spirit, lead me to a word that I can stand on this week. Now, I'm not telling you that you've got to get in and read chapter upon chapter all day long. If you're able to, awesome. But I know in seasons where it has been full seasons that God has given me a word, but I make sure that every day I'm going, all right, Lord, I'm standing on this word, and I will read it over my life and pray it out and plant it deep in my heart. And I told you, I would like for us to give an example of, like, what's a scripture during a busy season. Yeah. And this is my scripture during this past season that I've been standing on. And this is what the Lord has ministered to me when I've asked him about it. So you guys are super familiar, Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30. Come to me, says Jesus speaking, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. It's key. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So in my evaluation, in my own heart, it's like, wait, have I gone to God about this yet and asked for his help? Have I asked the Holy Spirit to guide me and lead me and encourage me and comfort me and all the things that I need on a regular? The Holy Spirit gives me power and ability to witness for Jesus. I want to be a witness for Jesus in the middle of all the business. I don't want to be so busy that I'm somewhere and I forget that Jesus is my Savior and that I have him to give, right?
Right.
But the question I've asked out of this that's been super helpful, Anna, has your process been easy and light, and is it bringing rest? And if the answer is no, okay, if it's been heavy, then I realize that my process is wrong and that I'm missing something.
Right.
Because it's not on God's end. God's always good and he's always faithful and he's omnipresent. He is here. He wants to help me. The Holy Spirit is here to guide me and lead me, and he's everything.
Yeah.
So this is where I've been asking myself on a regular, and then I'll go, oh, no, this process has been way too heavy. All right, what do I need to do?
Yeah, it's unnecessary busyness.
Yeah.
And or, to be aware of it.
Are you busy in your mind? Let's talk about this. Are you consumed because you're busy in your mind and you're carrying around intrusive thoughts that you need to rebuke in Jesus' name or replace with the word of God? It's huge. Is your process been so heavy because you're trying to do it in your own strength? And you're basically saying, God, I lead, you follow, when it should be the other way around. I can't tell you how many times I've written in my journals, Lord, you lead and I follow. Lord, you lead and I follow. Reminding myself that I have a good shepherd. God wants to carry me through. Is it so busy because you've yet to just sit down and pray and ask for direction from the Holy Ghost? You know, is it so busy because you need provision and you need to get in and get your finances in order? Is it so busy because you're not taking rest times each day to have self-care, and you're drinking coffee all day long and you feel like trash? Like, there are great evaluations that the Holy Spirit will reveal to us if you say, God, my process needs to change. When that happens, the appreciation will come. I believe the physical touch will come. Why? Because you're not so antsy that you don't want anybody to touch you. Or you're not so antsy that you're not just totally overwhelmed with life. And you realize, oh, not only do I have something to give, but I also need to receive.
Right. God's perspective is a million times higher than your perspective.
Yeah.
So he's able to see it on a greater level, even from past to future to present. So he's going to be able to instruct you to say, hey, you're wasting your time, or you're doing this, or you shouldn't be doing that. And to be aware of those moments will set you free from what you aren't able to actually sow into, which are the first two that we talked about, of just, you know, being there intentional for one another and to love on each other. And that's really important. And you're not neglecting the best and rushing through things. Sometimes we end up rushing through the process rather than taking some mental pictures of what we're doing, because you're just like, I just got to get this over with, over this. And you're missing some other key ingredients to life.
To enjoy
the
very hard thing that you're in, that's producing endurance and perseverance and joy with your family, your kids. Are you so busy that you're not enjoying your children right now? You guys, that's not the process that the Lord has given you. Yeah. Like, these are great things to sit back and go, am I appreciating life?
Yeah.
And then you ask God, Lord, redeem the time. I'm so glad you actually brought that up. The Lord will show you how to redeem the time, and the Holy Spirit will give you a plan that's far faster than you could ever come up with yourself. But that's only if you ask Him and invite Him to be a part of your process.
Right, exactly. All right, so that concludes our podcast for today. Is there anything else?
Okay, reminder, go to thejourneytogether.com.
Check us out on YouTube, subscribe, like, share with your friends. We really appreciate all of our friends that watch and they tell us when they watch. It's always hilarious. I'm like, you guys watch? Oh my gosh. Well, thank you. And thanks for the encouraging words that you send us. Guys, it is really awesome to know that what we're doing is making a difference. But it's
Thanks for being on this journey with us. We're in it together.
Yes. All right. You guys have a wonderful day.
Love y'all.